Masechet Shavuot, Perek Vav, Mishnah Bet. This Mishnah will talk about cases where a person admits that he owes money and then later on is going to deny the whole claim against him. Mishnah says, Maneli biadecha. Someone says to another person, a mane of mine, 100 dinarin of mine is by you. Amar lo bifne edim hen. In front of witnesses, the man told him, yes, I owe you a mane. Lemahar amar lo tenehuli. Netativ lach. The next day, when they went to him, they said, okay, give me my money. Time to pay up. Then the person answered him, no, I already gave it to you. So in that case, patur. The man is not obligated to swear that he already paid. Because now he is denying everything. He's denying the whole thing. So he claimed that he owed the money originally. He admitted to that. And there's enough time to pass till the next day where maybe he fully paid it. So right now he's denying the full claim. So therefore we don't make him swear anything. So the fact that he admitted the whole thing in the beginning sort of becomes irrelevant because maybe he paid that whole thing and right now he's denying the whole thing. So he's not modeh b'miksat. He's not admitting to a partial claim. But en lecha biyadi, but if on the next day he contradicts what he said earlier and he said, no, you don't have any money by me. I don't owe you any money. I never owed you money. So therefore he's contradicting his first claim he made yesterday, which was he admitted to owing him 100 maneh. So in that case, hayav, he's obligated to pay because the admission the day before is as if he gave testimony that he did owe money. And therefore, we don't believe him now when he's claiming that he doesn't owe any money. The admission itself that he had on that original time is all that matters. Another case. Maneli beyadecha. Someone says to another person, a mane of mine is by you. Amar lohen, and the person answers, yes, I owe you money. I owe you a mane. Al titenehuli ela be'edim. And then the person with the claim says, do me a favor, don't give it back to me, except if we're in front of witnesses. That's the condition that I want the money back. Lemahar, the next day, amar lo tenehuli netativ lach. When the person's coming with the claim and saying, okay, you know what, now it's time to pay me. Let's get me that money that you owe me. And then the person answers him back, no, I already gave it to you privately. I gave it to you just when it was me and you, not in front of witnesses. Hayav, he's obligated at that point to still pay the maneh. Because originally part of the agreement that they had was that he would return it to him in front of Edim, and he did not. So therefore, that claim is still outstanding, that debt still has to be paid, and therefore he has to now give him the money, even if you already gave it to him. That's tough luck on him. He didn't follow the conditions. He has to re-give it to him, and it has to be done in front of Edim in order to end this debt.